You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, Dr. Ann Fischel is our guest on this half of the show. She's written a book called Home for Dinner. Ann, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Tell us a little bit about why you thought there was a need for this book.
Well, I think that most parents know how valuable sitting down with each other and sharing food and conversation and having a good time is, but it's with busy schedules and all kinds of things that get in the way, picky eaters and tension at the table, it's hard to unlock all the benefits that come from family dinner. And so I wrote this book to make it easier for parents. I think of the book like a pantry of ideas that you can reach for and get some easy, healthy recipes and some tips to have more meaningful conversation and some games to play at the table, some ways to start your kids thinking about how to be activists in the wider world. It's not meant to be a heavy lift, but it's just meant to ease the way to the table, to give families some good ideas.
It used to be that, generations ago almost, it seems for a lot of families, that everybody used to sit down at the dinner table and it was an important time for sharing and communicating. Have we lost that as a society?
I don't think we've lost it, but it's we're at risk for it being nibbled away at. I think with more parents working at least two jobs between the two of them, but often three or four, and kids' schedules being much busier than they used to be, it's hard to preserve a time of day when everybody can sit down together. But when you think about it, it's really the most reliable time that families have. It's not like we garden together anymore, or we play musical instruments after dinner. So it's so worth preserving, because it's one of the few times that we still have to sit down and be together as a family. And when teenagers are asked, when is the time you're most likely to talk to your parents, they say it's at dinner. And in the car is the second most prevalent time, which seems like a very poor second place or substitute for family dinner.
Yeah, I have a couple teenagers, and I find that, I seem to talk to them more in the car than, although we do sit down at dinner, sometimes, they're grumpy or their blood sugar's low, and it seems like it's difficult to get them engaged.
Yes, I know a lot of parents say that about their teenagers and about their younger kids as well, and, I've been talking to families all over the country through the Family Dinner Project, which is a project I co-founded that champions the benefits of family dinners and tries to make them more accessible and more meaningful. And in talking to lots of families, and also families in my practice as a family therapist, I've gleaned some ideas about how to engage teenagers and younger kids too. I think that there are some games that teenagers like to play at the table that get them talking about their day. One game, I actually just played it with a group of psychiatry residents I had for dinner on Friday night, and they enjoyed it. It was a good icebreaker. Each person said two things that were true about them and one thing that was a lie. And even though this was a group of physicians who thought they knew each other really well, this game brought things out that they had never known about one another. Hmm. And, you could play that with teenagers about what happened during the day. What are two things that really happened and one thing that you made up? Or tell a rose, a thorn, and a bud. A rose would be something good or funny or surprising that happened, a thorn, something that was challenging, and a bud is something that you hope will happen tomorrow. So I think there are a lot of ways to engage kids. telling stories about family members who aren't there, talking about newspaper articles that you read during the day that might have a little edge to them or some interest to kids, talking about some way that you screwed up at work, asking your kids advice about what you should do or what they would have done in a similar situation. So these are some ideas for trying to get the juices going a little bit with teenagers.
Now, and how many kids did you have yourself, or did you have kids?
I do. I have two sons who are young adults now, 24 and 27.
And did you always sit down at dinner time, or?
I actually, we did it. We sort of got an early start. My husband gave up smoking after my second child was born, and I thought, what can I do to give him something to look forward to, for you know that for taste, for you know that would substitute. It would be maybe a poor substitute for smoking, but something he could look forward to. And so I started to kind of throw myself into trying to make tasty dinners for him. And the unintended consequence of that was that my little boys, who were, you know, one was a baby and one was a toddler, liked to hang out with me while I cooked and, you know, later clattered about with pots and pans or did water play or made little potions while I cooked. And, you know, as time went on, they got more and more adventurous as eaters, and it became a really key part of our day. And it was part of that experience that made me think, gosh, this has been so important to my family. I think I'm going to start asking every family I see in therapy about it. And then I discovered all this research that suggests that there are probably 100 studies that regular family dinners are great for the body and the spirit and the brain of family members. You know, the conversation you have at the dinner table turns out to be a better vocabulary booster for young kids than even reading aloud to them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and kids who have regular family dinners are less likely to be obese, and they're less likely to use substances and engage in early teenage sexuality and be less depressed and less anxious and more resilient. I mean, there's just so many mental health benefits that sometimes I think when I'm meeting with a family in therapy, why am I wasting my time? Why am I wasting their time? They should just go home and have regular family dinners, because everything I'm trying to do in therapy could be done with regular dinners. Now, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but
yeah, but
entirely.
And sometimes, you know, that you know, when there's family tension, people don't want to sit down at dinner, or it comes out at dinner. How do we minimize that, or how do we make that a happy time and a time where we can discuss these some issues without getting so upset?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it can't be a perfect place. I mean, it's a little bit of a, you know, people bring themselves to the dinner table just as they bring themselves every other part of the day. It's not as though the family gets magically transformed just because they sit down to dinner with one another. But I would say there's some things that families can do to make things less tense. You know, not focus on table manners, or at least not, you know, not focus on them all the time and every single one. Trying to leave subjects off the table that you know are going to result in tears or anger. Like, probably family dinner is not the best time to talk about the D that your son brought home from school went on his math quiz. So, you know, that's one way of doing it. Often the food choices themselves are the source of tension. You know, I don't like this food. And the parent who worked hard making it says, you know, you ungrateful wretch, I spent the last hour making this and you have to eat it. And, you know, that will devolve into an unhappy dinner. So, you know, I think one way to get rid of that kind of conflict is to sit down as a family and come up with a bunch of meals that everybody agrees they'd be happy to see show up. And if the cook in the family or the cooks in the family want to experiment, they might add something to a tried and true recipe. So, you know, there's not a lot of mutiny at the table about a meal that people hadn't signed off on.
We're talking with Dr. Ann Fischel. She's the author of Home for Dinner. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be finding out more about how dinners can be a good time, a healthy time for families.